upon several occasions in talking and sharing with dear ones in private during this week, we've come to a point where it's been necessary to take the great step of faith. And you know, beloved, nothing is valid and nothing will be power in your life until you come to the place where you take the great step of faith. Faith is designed by God to bring a man and a woman right out of themselves and off from themselves, off of their feeling, and off of all the treacherous quicksands of their own emotions, and bring them onto the solid reality of God. That's what faith is designed to do. And Paul says in the Roman letter that the gospel has been preached, or is to be preached, in all nations for the obedience of faith. He also says that it's according to the revelation that God had given to him of this gospel. And when God comes and speaks to your heart, it's to give you a revelation that you should, believing that word, take the great, great step that he is asking you to take right out away from yourself. The last thing you must rely upon is how you feel. I meet so many dear ones, nonetheless this week than any other week in which I happen to be going round the country, who do want to be so desperately honest, you see. And they won't dare say they believe anything they don't really feel they believe, you see. That's the lie wherewith the devil has bound the great earth. That men and women say, well, they don't feel they believe this or something. And they're such dear, sweet, honest, down-to-earth, upright people, and they don't know that the uprightness they're believing in is entirely their own. They don't know that by this means they have discredited God and elected to believe in themselves. I do not believe that it would be honest for me to say I believed when I don't feel I do. Well, that's the most honest thing you can do. You're so topsy-turvy that God comes and speaks to your heart, and what he says is true. Not what you feel about it. What he says is right. And he expected that you would say, yes, Lord, and that you would act on it. Or say, now, wait a minute, Lord, I've got to work up the feeling that it's right. Now, when I feel it's right, I will do it. And then you expect God to fall down and worship you, for you're greater than God, and your feelings are to be trusted much more than what God says. This is humanism. It passes for Christianity. It is out of the pit. It is utterly wrong. God intends you to believe what he says about you. You know, I've gotten hold of, some of you ought to come up in that little room sometime and watch. I've gotten hold of many and one said, come here, come on, now you let yourself come to me. Now go on, you believe God. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, it's so wonderful to believe the Lord. Now I want to tell you something upon this. I'm not preaching, I'm just going on a little on this great theme of faith. You may turn to the book of Jesus. Which is the book of Jesus in the Bible? Will you tell me? Joshua, that's the book of Jesus. Joshua is the old covenant term name for Jesus. So we turn to the book of Jesus. And when we get following Jesus, you see, you follow the ark, Glory be to God. It's all so simple. The priest goes ahead. There's the ark on the priest's shoulders. The priest's feet stop at the brink of the flooding Jordan. The waters all flee helter and skelter, not knowing where to get out of the way quick enough. And Jesus says, I'm the way, you see. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Come on, follow me. And down they go into the waters, what used to be the waters of Jordan anyway. Where have they gone? Some have gone to the Dead Sea. That's the best place for them. The others have piled up far away from the city Adam, and where all the old Adamites dwelt. And God takes you through on dry ground. All you have to do, it's as easy as kiss your hand. You don't do a thing. He's teaching you faith. Now, learn the lesson. He's teaching you faith. I do everything. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? So you just follow the ark, and lo and behold, you're in the land where the milk and the honey flow. Amen. A land of corn and wine and oil, favored with God's peculiar smile, with every blessing blessed. But don't forget the next bit. There dwells the Lord our righteousness, not our milk supply. There dwells the Lord our righteousness, not our honeybee. Remember it. You won't drink milk and you won't know honey if you don't know righteousness. There dwells the Lord our righteousness, and keeps his own in perfect peace and everlasting rest. And in we go, and it's marvelous. It's marvelous. Praise God. Then, having learned the first great basic lesson of faith, there comes a time when the Lord says, well, I've got to teach these people their next lesson. So he says, now, you see that city down there called Jericho? I want you people to move on down there, and I'm going to teach you the next lesson in faith. Do you want to know what it is? Because here we proclaim that Jesus Christ went into death, the great death of the cross, and you and I can cross over by the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what the cross is for you to cross over and get right through there into that promised land. And you say, it's just easy. You just go in. It's as simple as ABC. You see? But then he says, now, I don't want these people just to think it's walking through. I'm going to teach them the next step. So he takes them down to Jericho. And then he teaches them not just to walk through, but to walk round. And there they go, silent as mice and as the dead. They walk round, following the ark round Jericho, and I think, this is marvelous. And then they go back to their camp. And they walk round again. Oh, hallelujah. It's as simple as ABC, this life of faith. They're learning the life of faith. That's what they're doing. And they keep on for 6 days, you see. And then on the seventh day comes the big test. Now listen, because if you learn this lesson, every one of you in this room tonight will be where God wants you to be. You have to learn this basic thing in the life of faith. When the trumpet blows, when the trumpet of God blows, you've got to shout. Amen. He took 7 days to get them to it, gradually bringing them to the point. Amen. Oh. He wore men out. Six is the number of man in the Bible. Brought them to perfect manhood. And if you're going to enter into the perfection of the manhood of God, you have to enter in by faith. So round they go, and the people all get ready. They've been forewarned. I'm forewarning you. I'm telling you. I'm giving you notice now. They walk round that city, and at the set time, and in the right place, amen, God says, blow the trumpet, you see. So off go the trumpets. And the people go, well, what do they say? They shout. It doesn't matter what they shouted. Some said, Amen. Some said, Hallelujah. Some said, It's the victory. Some said, We've got it. Some said, Come on, let's go. Some said, Glory. You see, doesn't matter. They weren't told what they were to shout. But listen, they had to shout. And when they shouted, not when the trumpet blew alone, and not when they shouted without the trumpet blowing either, but it seems to me that I've heard the sound of the trumpet waxing loud and clear in these days. And I've heard the shout of those that live the life of faith and want to go in. And listen, it's when the trumpet blew and the people shout that the walls fell down. And they just went in to devote everything to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the life of consecration and utter devotion. They shouted and the walls fell down. And if some of you would shout, the walls would fall down. This is the life of faith. You think it's a church mouse kind of a faith. But there aren't any mice in God's church. They're unclean. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the truth, beloved. Can you shout the victory? Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you this, I won't go into the further lessons of faith. You read the book of Joshua for yourself. But this is the book of Jesus. It's the book of Jesus, written back there under that old covenant. Amen. You see, God... I mustn't preach anymore. Because I'm going to show you some other instances in the scripture where this works. But work them out for yourself, or I might preach to about them tomorrow night or something like that. But this then is the tremendous truth for your heart to learn. Man and woman, I'm pointing at you, if you would only come forth and not rely on your feelings. Oh, but if you don't feel like shouting, you don't have to shout, do you? You shout when the trumpet blows. Do as you're told. The gospel is preached for the obedience of faith. Old Wesley says, the gospel trumpet blow. Amen. Praise God. We've heard the shouts of the redeemed in this room this week. Amen. We heard men and women come right up out of the horrible pit, shouting the glory. Oh, praise God. There's a place where you stop mumbling and whispering like some wizard that peeps and mutters. There's a place where you come out in the clear shout of God. Jesus shouted on the cross for you. Shouted! Finished! You can't raise your heart above a whisper. And so you've got a whisper's worth. That's what you've got. That's right. You believe for a whisper's worth, you'll get a whisper's worth. But God believed for a shout. Praise God. Amen. Did you ever read that word in the Psalms? It isn't translated this, but it talks about offering God a sacrifice of shouting. My, you'll have to sacrifice your self-respect to shout. Won't you? A sacrifices of shoutings. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Of course, you've been very well brought up and you're nice and civilized. And you went to the best schools where you all said, excuse me, do you mind passing me this? And you're very civilized. But you're very much outside the blessings of God. This is Girton language, sister. That's right. This is the real MA. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is moving, beloved. And don't you keep on relying on just the trumpet sounding. You need to come up with a revelation of God and shout the victory. Praise the name of the Lord. When do you think the last thin veil was rent between the soul and the spirit? For that's what the holy place and the holiest place represents in human terminology. It was when Jesus shouted. Isn't that right? And that's why you're still groping yet through the veil that's on your own heart. Amen. If you'd shout, it would rend asunder. Oh, not just for shouting. Don't let's all take this wrongly and just make a din about nothing. But oh, when the realization comes, beloved, let me talk to your heart, will you? You've got to be the kind of man that Jesus is and was on this earth. And he was a mighty shouter. Wasn't he? Wasn't he? Yeah. Amen. He was the greatest shouter that ever walked the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, this is right. The walls fell down. God said, that's right. Now you go up there and devote everything to me. You can devote everything to God once you've got past your bashfulness of all the polite people you know hearing that you shouted your head off. See? That's right. Mind you, it might rend your friendship with somebody, but don't worry about that. You better be a friend of Jesus. He says, I've called you friends. That's right. Hallelujah. That's the lesson of faith then. The first time they just walked through. They never heard the splash of a wavelet. They just walked through in the silence. Or perhaps just a little nice polite humming talk. Till they got in front of the ark. And then they went silent. As the Spirit of God told every one of the sheep as they passed under the rod. Into the promised land. And they said, wasn't that wonderful? Didn't have to sing hymns, did we? We didn't have to play the timbrels, did we? We didn't have to do anything. We just walked in. Wasn't it wonderful? This marvelous deliverance, this bringing forth out of the wilderness, this planting in the promised land. Close it. Ah, ah, ah. That was your first lesson. Now, come on. Here's Jericho. It's going to be like this all the rest of our life, isn't it? This nice silent truth. You see, and you hear it say, rest, stillness. That's because they want to live in a holy place on earth where nobody breathes. But up in heaven, as I said the other night, it does say in the Bible there was silence for half an hour, but that's all it was. Half an hour out of all eternity. Think of it. That's right. I didn't write the Bible. It's there. And the rest, oh, they love him. They worship him. They stand there with the palms in their hands and crowns on their heads. And they sing new songs. Oh, and they glory. Think of it. Echoing across the tideless sea. Where the redeemed stand. Oh, they sing and they shout the glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Amen. Amen. If you'd be bold enough to be the real person you are, inside you, you've had many screamings that you've sort of subdued. In your tempers and passions, you shouted and hollered like hell itself. but you've smeared it over with respectability. The crying, lusting thing inside of you that shouted for fulfillment till you were ashamed of yourself. Now you want to treat God with all the politeness that you learned being an Englishman, or something of that nature, poor thing. Amen. It's good to have the nodding approval of my brother. Amen, beloved. Amen. Amen. They came to the point, the moment that you've run away from. It was their absolute public universal testimony that they believed God.
Amen.
That's right. You're on your way out, brother. And in. Praise God. Well, I remember a towering time once we had in a place called Bradford. I don't think there's anybody here was there upon that occasion. I believe I'm the lone testimony. Man on oath or whatever it is. I'm here. And I remember that we were meeting this tremendous position there in Bradford. God was moving and there were many in the glory and they were towering up tremendous heights. You used to hear the roar of it above the traffic, people walking along the road outside. When God really came, it was absolutely what? You know, God turned me from being a respectable Englishman upon that occasion. It was tremendous. God really moved. And he did all sorts of things. And there was one poor young woman. She was all shut up in herself. She had been since she'd been a child. Yes, she believed in Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. And you see, we had an old elder there. I've told you about him before, some of you. My, he could shout. He was a real Yorkshireman. He could shout. And he was the sort of choir leader. And it wasn't just for shouting's sake, beloved. It was the shout of the released soul. Absolutely released. Oh, yeah, Doris, you were there. Yeah, that's right. She was there during, not perhaps precisely upon this. And this girl was all shut up in herself, and one night she got to the pitch and she raised her voice and she shouted and the lights went out. God didn't want any more of that artificial light. I think she hit the wavelength of the light. They went out. Every bulb shattered. Glory be to God. Amen. We didn't worry about that. Oh, she was in. Glory. She got out of her respectability. And God did a marvelous thing in her. Hallelujah. Now, I could point at you. I won't be rude, but if I'd point at you and I'd say, now, you. I won't mention your name. I could point at you. I could point at you, but I'm deliberately pointing at the floor. But will you learn the simple lesson of faith? Some of you are at almost the screaming pitch. You so want to be right with God. So want to be through. If only you'd believe God and open your very being in you unto God. Oh, the shout of glory of God. I believe thee. Amen. And you'd be there. You know what the life of utter devotion would mean. You'd know. You'd be in the victory, in the personal taste, the glorious fruit of your overcoming faith. Amen.